Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. Hey, will it let me say? Let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Pete singing.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Good to see Pete joining in on the singing. Thank you, Pete. I love you. Love you as well.
Yeah.
We're here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, Packer Ave. 6 o'clock. We have to get Jordan here one time for 5:30 Creed.
Seriously.
Well, that means you have to convince him to come in early.
Yeah, well. I'll get Rod to pay him extra.
Yeah, just pay him extra.
Pay him extra.
Yeah. Come on, just hang extra. Out. Hang out a little, a half hour early.
Just a half hour early.
Not asking for the moon.
The Jordan Mailata Show coming up at 6, and then the Players Lounge coming up at 7 here at Chickies in South Philly. James Franklin did get fired.
Damn.
This past weekend.
Yep.
Head coach of Penn State, James Franklin, embarrassed the university. A couple of they lost two games where they were 20-point favorites.
Yeah,
yep.
That is three straight.
That's rough.
Hard to do.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean you can't go to UCLA and lose. But even had you survived that and just ran the table, gotten to the playoffs, maybe they forgive him and bring him back another year. But you followed a UCLA loss up with losing to Northwestern
on homecoming.
Homecoming weekend.
You know you never lose a homecoming game, Ike.
You could kind of see it.
You scheduled the wrong
if
team.
If you're bad, yeah.
I wonder if he knew. When you see him on the field saying goodbye to all the players, I guess maybe he does it every game where he shakes every player's hand while they're leaving the field. I don't know. He's looking at him.
He had to know. He had a feeling.
He had to know. And now, unfortunately for James Franklin, he gets $49 million to not coach Penn State. So he doesn't have to be around those insufferable alumni that drive up there every week.
Come on, man. They
trying to recapture their
youth. They're having a tough weekend.
They're hurting right now, man.
Oh.
This is supposed to be it. This is supposed to be the team.
It was supposed to be the team. Drew Aller breaks his ankle, and James Franklin's done.
Bomber.
Drew Aller really broke his ankle?
Yeah, he did.
Done for the year?
Yeah, done for the year.
Easy over there.
Not good.
Matt Rhule?
I didn't even realize that.
Matt Rhule making his return?
I would go Matt Rhule first.
Urban Meyer.
I certainly would have Urban Meyer on my list.
There you go.
John Gruden.
Oh.
Grudog. Listen, I would love having Grudog coaching anywhere just for some of his press conferences. I don't know if Grudog.
Grudog wants the SEC, apparently.
Oh, really?
He seems more like an SEC coach.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. 215.
We're going to get Lane Kiffin. Leave Ole Miss. Go up there. Come on, man.
Well, he would fit right in. He does. He whines too much for me.
Ah, sounds like a classic Ben State.
Yeah, sounds perfect. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Spike. What up, Spike, Ike, and Jack? What's going on?
Chuck, what's up, brother?
Hey, let me say this, right? Yeah, Rob Thompson should go. You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you why. You know, the guy's he's a wonderful human being, right? But that's not going to win you a championship. Bruce Bochy's out there. We got to go get him. You know, and I'm going to tell you why I side with him, Rob Thompson, right? It had nothing to do with the bunch. You know, he picked Kirkley in, that's number one. And he skipped Ohtani. You know, he skipped Ohtani to go to Mookie Betts, and I think that was a huge mistake. You know, in a high-pressure situation like that, you got a man on second and third, and you're making a more high-pressure situation against a guy that didn't prove nothing to you in this series. And I know his name's Ohtani. He got spooked because his name's Ohtani. If his name was Jimmy Johnson and he was 1-for-13 in this series, he would have never skipped him. You know what I mean? You skip this guy to go to a borderline Hall of Fame Mookie Betts, who's great at the plate. I think that was a huge mistake. I would have forced his ass to hit our pitching. And if you hit our pitching, God bless you. You're only one of the best baseball players in baseball. But he didn't show me nothing in this
hold
series.
Hold on,
Chuck. But it is skip Ohtani.
Well, first of all, borderline Hall of Famer in Mookie versus a surefire Hall of Famer in Ohtani.
Both are surefire.
I know. I'm just he's yeah. saying borderline. And I'm saying lefty versus righty, righty versus righty. Listen, Duran has to get him out right there.
He can't walk back.
Yeah, you can't walk him. You got to throw him a pitch. You got to challenge him.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that. Listen, Mookie has always been good at the plate, okay? Ohtani has not done nothing this series, man. I just wouldn't have walked him in that situation. It was already a high-pressure situation, like I said. And he made it more high-pressure by doing that, man. You know what I mean? And look what happened. He walked the guy, and we walked a runner in. We might, if you pitched Ohtani, you might get the out. And now it's still 1-0. You know what I mean? So
You might get a single up the middle or to right field, and now it's 3-1.
And then you're killing Rob Thompson.
Or 2-1.
I'm sorry. That's a chance I would have to take because he has not shown me anything to walk.
Dude, I think you just have to put it on Duran. Duran can't walk best.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. Yeah.
He's our best reliever. You got to be able to trust him to come in against a righty and not walk the guy. I don't know. I hear what you're saying, Chuck, and I know Ohtani was 1-for-13 or 1-for-14. He's homered off of Duran before. He's a lefty. I was terrified of Ohtani in that situation. Yeah.
And I can't go back because it didn't work out for the Phillies, and it's not say how I felt in the moment.
Yeah.
Like in the moment,
I was okay with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but they even picked Kirkland in. I mean, you know, Schramm did his job. Duran gave up one run in a high-pressure situation. I can't be mad at him. And to pick Kirkley in that situation, yeah, I know he didn't have really nobody else to go to, but I wouldn't have took Lozardo out.
He had Robertson to go to. I was surprised he didn't go Robertson. I mean, Robertson's high-pressure, 40-year-old. Like,
I think he wanted strikeouts because there was only one out at that moment. Right?
I get it.
He'll never get strikeouts. This guy Kirkley,
yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He's a contact pitcher. You know that.
Like, not Kirkring.
I mean, Kirkring, yeah.
No.
Kirkring. No. He's not a strikeout guy, man.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Okay.
He is. I don't know what to tell you. I understand. I can appreciate your point with Ohtani. Kirkring, you have a much better chance of Kirkring getting a strikeout than David Robertson.
Well, yeah. But, I'm just saying, like, he just, you know, I'll never forgive the guy because you have one thing to do. You know, even with a crossing guard out there telling you, throw the first base. Throw the first base.
Hold on, Chuck. Hold up. I just thought about something. Hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Uh-oh.
Bryce Harper had two opportunities for big hits. You know I love Bryce just like you do, but come on now. You calling and you ain't ripping Bryce Harper for him not showing up in a big moment twice to get us big hits.
Oh, he walked in there.
Bryce came through in game three, didn't
he? No.
Come on, Chuck.
Stop, Chuck.
Come on, Chuck. Listen,
Chuck.
I love Bryce too, man, but he can't escape blame when it's one thing when he didn't get a chance to have an at-bat in the moment. He had two of them.
He had two of them. Two big at-bats that he didn't come through in. And in game two as well. In game two as well.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's no point of ripping those three guys.
I agree. I agree,
Chuck.
Totally agree, Chuck.
Can you imagine if Joel Embiid missed free throws or wide open three? Do you think Chuck would call up and blame Nick Nurse?
They're not going anywhere. Like, I mean, where are they going? They
still Kyle Schwarber is a free agent.
Yeah, but if it's his fault, it's his fault.
Right.
Yeah.
Nah. With the Eagles, then. Let me say this, right? You know, we're about to lose A.J. Brown. I think he's going to get traded. We're going to lose A.J. Brown for this quarterback. I don't think that's a good even exchange, you know, if you ask me. You know, this guy has proven, you know, he's a winner. He's a winner, but he's not winning so much now. And I'm just saying, you know, now the measurables and everything else is starting to stick out.
Here's what I would ask, though, Chuck. Here's
Welcome
what I would
back,
ask.
Chuck. Welcome back.
Yes.
Making a lot more sense
he's
now.
He's fully back now. I would ask this, though, Chuck. How are you going to get a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts?
Listen, we might have one sitting on the bench. If we don't
there
know
we go.
Because, we don't know it because this guy is playing. I mean, listen, this guy, I just want
to. I'm a Tanner McKee like guy, too, but he hasn't. Until he does it, I can't go to bat for him and say he's going to be better than Jalen Hurts. I haven't seen him do it. It's easy to play backup quarterback when you realize there's another start. The starter is coming back in at some point, and what you do doesn't necessarily matter. But when you're the starter out there and everything you do matters, I don't know how Tanner McKee responds to that.
I
don't know.
You got guys that want to leave now because of this quarterback. You know what I mean? I'm just.
Well, no, you have a guy.
Devontae just not boisterous. But I'm sure if you was able to go read his.
Why's Devontae mad? He's getting more. He get his catches every week.
He's not like he should, man. This guy's a route runner, man. He don't hit him consistently, man. I just want the guy to play better. He's not playing good.
I agree with you.
The guy's not playing good right now, and I'm just saying, you know,
he's playing better than he was.
We have on defense,
yeah, passing game's on fire.
With the injuries we have on defense, what are we going to do? I mean, with this guy playing the way he's playing right now, I mean, we're going to go downhill. Fast. Fast, quick, in a hurry, man. I just don't know about this guy, man. My antennas is up on him. I didn't like his measurables as it is. Now, I always stuck by him because he won. Can't even say that no more.
Yeah, we're making a lot of sense,
Chuck.
They're
still 4-2.
Sounds like a front runner to me, Chuck.
Well, no, I'm not a front runner. Here's the thing, Ike. Here's the thing, Ike. Fight, let me advise you something, right? I'm just a fan.
I'm saying, you said when everything was going well, you stuck with him, you was with him, and things aren't looking good right now. You're ready to throw him away.
Yeah, who was doubting the entire time?
Who said I got to be on the ship like I'm Bruce Willis in a burning building? You know what I mean? I'm jumping off that joint. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
I'm just messing with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Chuck,
now we're getting worked up.
I agree with you. I'm just messing with you. Chuck, I'm just messing with you, brother. Chuck, I'm just messing with you.
All right, all right.
Chuck, what's your rainy day movie?
Hey, you know, listen, there's two guys that are dear to my heart when it comes to acting, okay? One of them is De Niro, and the other one is Denzel. So I'm going to pick a De Niro movie, okay?
Okay.
And that is Heat. Heat is one of my favorites that I'm watching.
Yeah.
Heat, yeah, absolutely.
It's good, Raymond. And you know why Heat is good?
Thank you for the call,
Heat's a great movie. It's the reason why I picked Titanic. So when we say Rain movie, both those movies are 3 hours long.
Yes.
So that's a nice long movie. Anyway.
Yeah. Yep. Take a nap in the middle of the movie.
Oh, man. Spoon. You want me the big spoon or the little spoon?
Oh, with you, buddy? I'll be the little spoon.
Wow.
I wasn't talking about us.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. Hey.
Hey.
Guy that can help you with your windows.
That's a good transition.
Yep. Guy that'll be the big spoon. You'll be the little spoon. You'll be the little spoon with old drafty windows. What a shame. Your family in the winter with that cool air, hot, cold air coming through the windows in the bedroom. What a shame that is. Guy that can help you with that shame. And right now, the guy that buy one, get one half off sale for your doors, for your windows, for every qualifying window or door, you get another one, 50% off. Mix and match as you see fit, depending on what your needs are. So you don't have to buy a window to get 50% off a window. No, 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 no. Mix and match, window to door, door to window, window to window, door to door. Come on. The more you get, the more you save. You replace everything in your house. I mean, meaning the doors and windows. Half of them are going to be 50% off. Unbelievable. You know what else is unbelievable? You start your project with no money down. Another one, interest-free financing for up to 18 months. There are some exclusions. It's a limited time. What you got to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get all the details. Get yourself a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Chris in Overbrook. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Chris?
You guys know who has the highest completion percentage in Super Bowl history?
Jalen Hurts, baby.
Jalen Hurts. For the first four games, he's the only quarterback in NFL history with five passing touchdowns, four rushing touchdowns, and zero interceptions.
Wow.
Wait, this year?
Do you hang a banner for that?
Yeah, this year.
Oh, wow. We're watching history this year?
Chris, do you think
he's... Oh, my
games,
God.
He hasn't been running.
You Jalen people.
For the last two games, he hasn't been running. So,
why is that?
Because he had a concussion against the Rams.
The undiagnosed concussion.
Right. Do you think it's possible? Has there ever been a game where he didn't play well?
Oh, yeah, of course. Now, every quarterback's going to have those games here and there, but not everybody's going to get crushed like he does for it. You know what I mean?
I think you should go to the cities where their team plays. You know, I lived in Chicago when they went to the Super Bowl, and they were arguing about whether Kyle Orton or Rex Grossman should start. Arguing the whole year. You don't think Peyton Manning got... Wait, hold up, hold up. Chris. Peyton Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, right?
Overrated, but yeah.
Right. Jack, shut up. Okay, you know Peyton Manning got killed for how he performed in the playoffs.
For
he
years.
He got killed. John Elway.
And deservingly so, by the way.
Yeah. He got killed. This happens to every quarterback. Every quarterback gets too much credit when they win and too much blame when they lose. But the fact is, whether he's the only quarterback to have five touchdowns and four interceptions and or four
five
running
passing,
touchdowns, and
four rushing,
it doesn't matter.
That's history.
He's just not playing that well this year. And it might not only be his fault, but it's okay to say that he's not playing
well.
Well,
the passing game's on fire.
And shut up, Jack.
That's twice.
And also, Chris, Kevin Petrullo is getting killed too. And Nick Sirianni's getting killed too. What do you want? Do you want, if the passing game's not good, do you want people to never mention the quarterback?
Nah, you can do it, but at the same time, Jalen Hurts is not the reason that this team is struggling. It's not
he's one of them.
Nah, it's not, though.
But it is.
Anybody knows football can see that. It's very simple. He's not the problem.
Why?
He's one of them.
First off, they should have let Kellen Moore walk. They should have offered him head coach money. There's no... They only had 1 year with him. Could you imagine three years with him?
Chris, I hate to do it, but Baker Mayfield's had three OCs in 3 years. He threw for 41 touchdowns last year. He's got a new OC this year. He's got 12 touchdowns and one interception, and he's second in MVP MVP odds.
But does he have five passing touchdowns, four rushing touchdowns, and no interceptions?
New offensive coordinator. And do you think Kellen Moore wants to stick around here and call 75% run plays and not be able to use half of his offense because the quarterback can't execute it? You're making me do this.
Never made it to the Super Bowl.
You're making me do this.
Made it to the Super Bowl twice.
I don't care.
4 years.
I don't care. We're not talking about the Super Bowl. We're talking about the regular season right now, which you need to play well in to get to the Super Bowl. Right now, we're talking about the regular season. You just gave me his regular season record. So let's not talk about the Super Bowl. Let's talk about the games right now. And I don't want to hear about the offense. He's been the pass game coordinator for 4 years. Kevin Petullo, how familiar do you want him to be with the guy? And Kellen Moore wanted to get a head coaching job. He left. That's what happened. Do you think Kellen Moore wanted to come here and run the ball 70% of the time? Do you think he wanted to get rid of half of his offense because the quarterback couldn't do it? Do you think?
Under Kellen Moore, Saquon had his year with 2,000 yards. A.J. Brown missed three games. He had over 1,000 yards reception.
Can't do the excuses. Can't do it. Thank God Jalen derangement syndrome is being, there's a vaccine for it, and that is losing. And the Eagles are losing, and Jalen derangement syndrome is less. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Hang on, Buzz. Don't hit the button. Kevin Petullo's getting killed. Jalen Hurts is definitely not the only one.
Yeah, everybody's catching it.
Yeah, Sirianni's getting killed. The offensive line, everybody's catching it. It's not just Jalen.
The Jalen people will look to the other people to blame.
And then the anti-Jalen people
we'll
look at
you.
All right, go ahead,
Welcome to the city.
Go ahead, Buzz.
Text line
I don't know.
Hendrickson, Baker, and Josh Allen and the Aaron Donald almost sack. The Spike Eskin Mount Rushmore.
Always bring up. I don't bring up Josh Allen anymore.
He's on
that's
Baker
settled.
Now. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
settled.
Yeah, we already won that.
I did have Baker ahead of Jalen last year, too, by the way.
I don't care if he won the Super Bowl.
And the sack. The Jalen Carter sack.
Oh, the Jalen Carter sack.
Jalen Carter sack.
Yep.
What's next? All right. You do that one once a week, and it's also not true.
I don't know, man.
Once a week you do that.
Yeah, I do.
Once a week. I'm writing the text line. I am sending them the battle. I am monitoring the text. I'm getting the login.
He finally done it.
Yep. You pushed me too far, buddy.
I love how upset you get the text line.
Trey Hendrickson would help this team. What's next? Oh, God.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, it's a throwback.
Yep.
Do people remember the Back to the Future moment?
Probably not, but it was one of my favorite moments of the show.
Yeah.
Because we were doing it in front of people in media.
Yeah. Hey, he thought that was an appropriate time to roll that take out there.
I should tell you, the trilogy wouldn't be a bad rainy day.
No.
If you looked at all three of them.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't be bad.
Jack, have you at least seen Back to the Future?
I have not.
Oh.
Wow. You haven't seen Back to the Future?
Nope.
Embarrassing.
Oh, man. Yeah. I got the box set.
Nice.
What's next? Yes.
Did we bully him into giving Elliot the first question?
Yes.
We had him. We had his back.
Yeah.
Well, they certainly knew. We noticed it because we certainly talked about it.
Monitoring
everyone. We got our eyes on everyone.
Yeah. Don't let anyone slip.
This thing is for everybody. It's for everybody. What's next? Well, maybe he should stop being 30th in sack rate. I don't know. Two years of this.
He's not going to stop saying it until he is.
2 years of this.
What was Elliot's?
Oh.
He wasn't in that deck.
Oh, yeah. And Donovan's was.
Donovan's
yeah,
was the screen.
Screen pass.
Quarterback can't throw it, John.
He loves Donovan. The screen pass.
Yep. Yeah. What's next?
Text line.
It was like 9 minutes.
9 minutes.
Yeah.
Felt like 15, though.
Yeah. Well, sure did.
You know, we don't like yelling at each other.
No. We get in the host battle where you got to get the last thing in.
You locked horns.
But then you also got to get to commercial.
Yeah, we did.
I got to get to the commercial. You know.
But you're not losing either.
Yeah.
He's still used to me doing that.
Yeah.
I did that to Michael B. for 5 years.
Yeah. Dude, it's so good. It's so good because you know he's got to go to break.
Yep.
So you can get it in there. Oh, it's so good. It is so good. Oh, my God. All right. Big night here at Chickie's, as it always is on Mondays.
Herb is here.
You know, if you're heading over to the Flyers, stop by here first.
Come see Herb.
Yeah, come see Herb. Line up right next to the Jordan line afterwards. Jordan Mailata show is coming up at 6 with Elliot Shore Parks, Jordan Mailata, and myself. And then the Players Lounge happens at 7. That is Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. This week's guest will be here. That is Cam Jurgens. Our show, the WIP Afternoon Show, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.